Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the BizConnect radio show with myself, Martin White, and we have two super guests in the studio with us, as always today. I'll let them introduce themselves in a minute or so. We've got some 80s music as well that we're going to be playing on the show today, so apologies for that, but that's my kind of preferred genre at the moment, so do stay with us and listen to some great tracks. We'll be with you for the next hour or so. You can follow us also on social media. You can tweet us or X us. Is that a word now? At @Kent_biz. We've also got a dedicated LinkedIn and Facebook show page. And we have a website, kentbizconnect.co.uk. So you can find out all about our current show guests and forthcoming show guests. And in fact, catch up with all our previous shows via the website as well. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation and you have an interesting story to tell, we'd love to welcome you onto the show. So please do get in touch with us from or through one of those channels, and we'd love to have a conversation with you. As I said, we've got two super guests with us in the studio today from Sideways Media, a local Ashford-based business, and I'm going to hand over and ask them to introduce themselves. So to my left, we have...
Hi Martin, my name's Adam Reedy. I'm CEO and founder of Sideways Media, which launched back in 2010.
Brilliant. Adam, lovely to have you with us. And to my right...
Hello Martin, this is Sam Reedy here. So I work alongside Adam, overseeing all of our creative angles and editorial angles of the business.
Fabulous. And you probably know Adam and Sam through their incredibly successful magazine, Inside Kent. So they are the publishers of Inside Kent magazine. So we're going to be talking about that in some detail, but also all of the events and showcase programs that are happening in and around Ashford this year as well. So do stay with us, and we're going to have a really interesting chat with those guys. I think what we'll do now is we're going to play a little bit of music, and when we come back, we'll get into some of that in a bit more detail. So join us after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the BizConnect radio show today. That was Aha, and The Sun Always Shines on TV, because of course it never shines in this country, does it, full stop? But there we go. Hopefully we'll get some sunshine back soon enough. We've got two super guests with us in the studio today. As I mentioned before the break, we've got Sam and Adam Reddy from Ashford-based publishing and media specialists Sideways Media. Guys, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Martin.
Thank you very much.
Adam, perhaps we could start with you. Tell us a little bit about your business journey, how Sideways Media came about, and what it is that you actually do, what your core kind of business is.
Yes, so Sideways Media, we started the business in 2010. Prior to that, I had experience in the media industry in Kent. Saw sort of there was a gap in the market back then for a lifestyle magazine that was free to pick up. Had lots of interesting days out, places to eat, all the best things Kent has to offer, plus further afield. Saw there's a slight gap there and decided to launch a magazine.
Yeah. So, I mean, where I live in Thanet, we have a local title called Isle Magazine. I don't know if you know the publisher, Kiki.
I do,
So, but across Kent, there was nothing before Inside Kent?
Not free, yeah. There was a lifestyle magazine that had been going a number of years, which I worked at previously, and then that dreaded recession hit 2009. Mm. So there was a lot of businesses, unfortunately, went by the wayside, and there was a lot of new businesses that come out of that. So, and we was one of them. So it was, you know, time for us to grow with a lot of businesses at the same time and offer something that maybe they hadn't had before, with a nice luxury free publication that was promoting the best of Kent.
Because that's quite an ambitious thing to take on, isn't it? I mean, I've got a copy on my desk here in front of me, and it's 210 pages long, the current one. So, you know, it's no small task, is it, to kind of put that together on a quarterly basis, is it?
It's actually monthly. So as we're really proud. So one of the things I think we're most proud of is that we're an independent company. We're family owned and we're Kent based. So we're actually creating a for Kent magazine by Kent. We're just really passionate about our home county. not just our hometown of Ashford, obviously where we're based today, but just across the county. I mean, we're very lucky, you know, the Garden of England, the Wine Garden of England, yeah. Our little microclimate, not so much today with the rain, but generally. And I think that's what kind of set us apart. So when Adam kind of saw that niche in the market, it then gave us the opportunity to grow into it. And then boy, have we grown. So started off as bi-monthly when it first launched, but today we're proudly now the largest magazine, both in terms of pagination, which means I read a lot of pages and my team are very busy, but also in terms of our distribution. So we go right the way up to those Kent, Surrey, Kent, London, Kent, Sussex borders, and kind of everywhere in between.
Yeah, so M25 as well.
Yeah, so it's a really nice mix. It means that we, you know, we cover out to Thanet and where those kind of really hyper local are, but we give a broad range of kind of the really best things that are happening.
I think Sam would happily have a much bigger magazine as well, but there's not enough hours.
Oh, I don't know. The team come up with, there's so much to write about, there's so much to share, but actually writing about it and getting that to print is another is another matter.
So when you say, do you actually print it monthly as well?
We do indeed.
Gosh, I had no idea. I assumed it was quarterly because it is such a big task.
It's
to
a big
put
machine
together
now.
And I think that's one of the things that people don't necessarily realise is all of that content. We have an in-house team of feature writers, we have our own designers, we have our own photographer, we have our own sales team, and we distribute it ourselves as well. So it's wherever you see that, it's come from someone within the Sideways team that's put that together. And we're proud of the quality of the magazine that people assume, oh, it doesn't go out so often because it's so large. And, you know, we're up there sometimes with some of the big boys nationally in terms of kind of our coverage and our reach with PRs and kind of wider reach across
the
nation.
So you've got obviously a much wider team in the background helping pull all the editorial articles together, an advertising team, because I guess, you know, as you say, it's free
circulation. It is a free magazine. That's right,
Martin. Advertiser driven.
Yeah, so we you know, our income is from our advertising streams. We've got some amazing clients that we've been working with since 2010. We've got new clients that come on board with the amazing new launches that are happening across the county. But yeah, we've got a very good relationship. When you know, we go out to see our clients, the team, you know, we support them at their events, and Sam and her team will, you know, if there's a new story, a great story to, you know, promote, that, you know, we're
nice,
there to support.
It? Yeah, I imagine you build up a really nice relationship with a lot of your clients. You know, they're probably long-term clients that you've known for a number of years, and as such, you know their business, you know what's right for them in terms of how you talk about them and promote them in the magazine, and it just kind of works all around on that level, doesn't it? I guess
it kind of comes around in a nice full circle because we're authentically local. So if you've got an event that's going on, and one of our team can be there to support you, if you're a new business starting out, you're obviously familiar with the magazine, that you know that there's someone you can pick up the phone to or drop an email to, and we'll generally be there in the background supporting you. And we're because we're independent, we can be agile with that as well. So if there's a little bit of coverage we can give within the editorial to support, we can put something online through our digital channels, we can support you via Instagram and our social channels, then we'll do that. And then of course it allows Adam, Jerry and Alex and the sales team to actually form some really good relationships, you know, with the people that we work alongside. You know, we're there to share the story. That's what drives
us. I don't know
us.
Why, but I had this vision of a nice quarterly magazine where you put one to bed and then you've got like a couple of weeks off.
Maybe that'll work really well. I'll just go on holiday for the rest of the time.
And then I've had this vision of you researching like the new restaurants and kind of long lunches. And
so we do all of that too.
Lunches,
and then work really, really quickly
lunches,
to turn that around in time to make sure we get to print.
Okay. And you've launched another magazine as well, though, haven't you? Kent Staycations, as part of the stable.
It is, yeah. So it's currently in its sixth edition, so it's an annual publication. So it's an A5. That's also gone up in size. It's 148 pages, which dropped last month. We've got the lovely Boys Hall on the front cover for the 2024 edition,
just
which
up
is
the road from
just
here.
Up the road from where we are today.
You can see it from the window. Kent Staycation is kind of like our little annual homage Bible to all the best things in Kent. So, I mean, we had Kent Staycation before. Kent Staycations were the only thing you could do in those horrible pandemic lockdowns. But it positioned us really nicely. We used to do a restaurant guide, and then it kind of just kept growing from there. You know, there are so many great days out. There are so many great places to stay. And sometimes you just want to be able to pick that up in one place and go, I want to go for dinner today, or I want a really good coffee, or we want to go glamping, or where should we go with
it's
the kids?
Term, yeah.
Where's the best independent shopping? So it comes together in a really nice kind of really aesthetically pleasing, yeah. beautifully kind of coffee table.
And I guess book. That's targeting a slightly wider catchment as well.
It is,
you know,
yes.
people coming down from London, perhaps they want a long weekend or whatever it might be.
Yeah, no, it goes out across a lot of hospitality industry in Kent. Mm. So if you're down from London maybe or out of Kent, you can stay in one of the amazing hotels, and there, you know, be a copy on in the room or in the coffee table where they can pick up and go, while we're in Kent for the week, this is what's available.
And that's an annual publication. Yeah. I'd imagine some of those are looking a bit thumbed through by the end of the 12 months by the time you replace it.
That's
widely read.
Yeah, I'm sure if there'd be people that you know be picking up throughout the year, and there's people that probably keep hold of their copy and keep it safe
take it
and
home.
Get it out for when they're looking for that sort
Brilliant.
Of thing to do.
So publishing is very much at the kind of the core of your business from that point of view, but it's not just publishing your own titles, is it? You also publish other people's titles, and it's not just magazines either. So I think what we'll do is we'll play a little bit more music, and when we come back we'll talk about your wider kind of publishing experience and expertise if
Great.
We can, and how you work with businesses. So do stay with us, we're going to play a little bit of music, we'll be right back.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Kent Biz Connect radio show today. We've got two super guests in the studio with us. We've got Adam and Sam Reddy from Sideways Media. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Martin.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely to have you with us today. We were talking before the break about the fabulous titles that you publish yourselves, Inside Kent and Kent Staycation. But apart from that, you also do a lot of work, publishing work, on behalf of clients as well. So businesses, for example, and organisations. Tell us about that side of the business in terms of, I guess, what you'd refer to as contract publishing.
Yeah, contract publishing, something we've offered since day one of the business. One of our long-standing contracts that we publish on behalf is the Leeds Castle concert, which happens every July. It's one of my favourite events of the year. It's absolutely amazing day out. The team get involved on the day selling the souvenir programme that we produce. So we do everything from design, print and the publication. Obviously, we have advertising available in it for our clients that are countywide or are local to the sort of Leeds Castle area, and then we're there selling it on the day, so it goes down really well. You get a lot of guests, over 14,000 each year, that like to purchase a program. Some people just like know what's happening on the day, some actually buy two copies, and one's took home, and it's kept in a prestige condition.
I'm amazed at how much stuff people drag into that concert.
That is one of the good parts about
it. If you've never been, you must get tickets this year just to make sure that you see what happens when the cannons go off.
We have to run.
Because if you've not experienced it firsthand, you wouldn't believe the trailers that get upended, the candelabras come out, don't mention chickens, they're banned, but very hilarious. But it's a fabulous event, and obviously we're really proud that we...
Dinner suits and Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and all the Union Jacks and everything that come out. I mean, people really get into it, don't they?
Yeah,
it's a proper day out.
It's great to be part of it, and obviously something that we're very proud to produce is the souvenir program for that event.
Brilliant. Yeah, and a nice keepsake as well.
It's a really nice keepsake.
You know, sort of years gone by.
There's some great imagery in there now of kind of previous years. So if you've ever been, you can turn to that and see if you've made the cast.
There's always a theme as well. Do we know what the theme is this year?
We do know what the theme is this
year. Allowed to say?
I don't know if we're allowed to say.
Maybe by the end of the show.
Maybe by the end of the show we'll do a little...
get a little message.
Okay, that'll be great.
A little hum and see if you can figure it out.
So that's a good example. I used to work in the advertising industry, and we used to employ the services of businesses like yours to help us produce loyalty magazines, for example, on behalf of clients, or, you know, general kind of product brochures. I remember we had the Eurotunnel contract back in the mid-90s, and we worked across the board, above and below the line, for Eurotunnel. And they used to publish a Le Shuttle brochure, effectively, you know, reasons to go to France, you know, what's it all about in terms of using Eurotunnel, the shuttle, all of that kind of stuff. And I think we published that in 12 different languages, and it had a print run of, you know, well over 100,000 every time. So, you know, I understand a little bit about what you do, but what else do you do in that kind of space?
So, yeah, I mean, like you say, we're probably best known for publishing Inside Kent as our own, but contract publishing is a growing arm for us. So we've worked really well with lots of local businesses, whether it's for a one-off, like you say, we're doing a publication, we want to update our client literature. You know, we're a financial services company and we want to create some documentation to go out in support of our pension offer.
A prospectus for
schools, through to kind of company branded promotional material. But we also do one-off publications as well. So we've worked really closely with Visit Kent, our friends over there, whom we're a media partner. We've produced the Golf in Kent booklet when the Open was here. We've done their Must Visit Kent as part of their kind of wider publication. We've worked more locally with our friends at the Tourism Department at Ashford Borough Council to produce Visit Ashford and Tenterton, a really kind of nice little in-depth showcase to some of the great things that you can do within the county. And that followed on with the Visit Maidstone publication. And we also currently very proudly hold the contract working alongside Kent County Council to produce a Kentish Ceremony, which is the only official wedding magazine linked to the registered license premises within the county. So we produce that quarterly for them.
I didn't even know that existed.
There you go. So anyone that is out there, congratulations if you're recently engaged or thinking to propose. But if you're looking to legally tie the knot at one of those 220-ish registered,
of course they have to be registered
properties. And, but it's a great opportunity for us. We work really closely, obviously from a legal standpoint, but all of the copy and all of the information, all of the features that you see in there, have also come from our Sideways team.
And it's a really popular publication, obviously, because it's very niche. So if you know, people start looking to organise weddings a year or two in advance. So obviously we're quarterly, so you might get one wedding party over the 1 or 2 years. There's going to be potential 8 magazines that are going to be going through looking for ideas and using local suppliers and venues.
So where can you pick one of those up?
So they're available at all of the registered register offices, have to use the correct terminology, across the county. So of course you've got Canterbury, you've got Ramsgate, you've got Maidstone. You can also order a copy dedicated online to the website, which will get posted at your address just to cover the postage fees. And they're also available in lots of the actual venues themselves. So if you're going to some of the big hotels,
like the Cape Hotel, Eastwell Manor,
all of those places that where you can get married, they will have their own supply of those. And it's brilliant. What's really lovely is it features lots of real weddings. So there's real Kentish couples and they're kind of talking through kind of their wonderful big day, all of the suppliers that they use, the trends behind it. So it's a really nice kind of informative piece. And it's a great keepsake if one of your friends or family members have recently got married, and we
featured those. Fantastic. Cool. Okay, so what I'm hearing is print isn't dead at all. In fact, print is very much alive, because everybody assumes, you know, that in the kind of world of digital media, that's where everybody kind of goes.
And
but
I think the thing is, don't get me wrong, we are proudly paper-free where we can be. We offset as much carbon as possible. We use recyclable material. We look at our packaging options, and all of our publications are available online as well. So for those digital focused readers, or those that like a quick skim on their phones or tablets and devices, you can read all of our things online. But actually, I think there is still something to be said, isn't there, about holding something in your hand. It's the same way versus the book versus Kindle. Everything has its time and its place, but no, I think print is well and truly alive, and you can do it sustainably.
The demand for it's still there. Weekly, across the team, we're through our client base or readers, we're always getting requests for extra copies. They've had an event at the weekend, all their copies of Inside Kent or whatever the publication may be, you know, have all been picked up. Can we get them you know, restocked? So we, you know, at the moment we've just got that big demand of you know, people requesting additional copies.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. And I guess, you know, from a personal kind of point of view, if I'm kind of researching or spending time, you know, me time, sitting down and kind of finding out about stuff, it's nice to have something physical in 100%. Your hand rather than looking at another screen again. It's just a nice kind of thing to have, isn't it?
There's a lot to be said, isn't there, for that digital detox sometimes. It's proven well-being benefits for reading and distancing yourself from screens. And, you know, we hope to think it's got some interesting content in there to keep you captivated too.
Fantastic. Okay, so give me some examples of clients that you're kind of, obviously we've mentioned Visit Kent, we mentioned Leeds Castle, some other kind of perhaps more traditional, perhaps professional services firms that you work with to kind of help them produce their kind of brochures or you know, communications materials.
So we work with a variety of different people. Obviously some of those like to keep their bits of communication materials confidential. Okay. So we do like to maintain client confidentiality. Mm-hmm. But we've worked with a range across the charitable sector, education sector. We've done publications for the Brit School when they were doing a community-led project. We've done prospectuses for not-for-profit music colleges in London. Not quite in the professional services realm right now, but one that we're currently working on is with our good friends at the Wine Garden of England, who have a fabulous summer festival coming up at Chilham Castle in June. And we produce the Wine Garden of England brochure and booklet, which obviously then lasts all year round.
You see Martin's eyes perk up.
Yes. Absolutely. Wine. You can talk about all of those wonderful Kent-based founding members of that Wine Garden of England.
Fantastic.
So the main thing is if you need it produced, we can do it for you. If you need us to write it, we can. If you've got your own copy but you need it designed and printed, that's all services that we can provide for you.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the next part of the show in terms of your creative services and obviously your feature writers and the whole editorial team that's out there, as well as you know, some of those events that you're involved with this summer as well, because I know there's some local ones to Ashford, but there's obviously some kind of wider Kent ones as well. So do stay with us. We're going to play a little bit more unashamedly 80s music. It's bound to be somebody's birthday out there, so this particular song is for all of you. Back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Kent Biz Connect, a radio show. We've got Adam and Sam Reddy from Sideways Media in the studio with us today. Guys, we know you're Ashford based, but we haven't actually spoken about where you're located. Where are you?
So we're not a million miles away from you in the studio. So we are actually based at Coachworks, that fabulous creative come street food community just opposite the International Train Station.
Perfect. Good.
On Dover Place.
On Dover Place, yeah.
Fabulous. Good. We mentioned before the break about some of the events that you're helping promote. We talked about Leeds Castle, for example. You mentioned briefly Wine Garden of England. Let's talk some more about that if we can, because what should people be looking out for? What should I be putting in my calendar this summer? What's going on in Ashford, for example? What's going on in kind of wider Kent that is a must kind of attend?
I mean, I think sometimes your diary can be so full, can't it? I get my diary out, and we have the In the Diary pages in Inside Kent every month. So if you are at a loss, always go there if you need somewhere else to go. But coming up for us, as we mentioned before, Leeds Castle's happening this July. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been, you have to go just for the sheer experience alone. It has a classical music genre with the orchestra, but it's an amazingly kind of inclusive event. So just go and experience it for yourself. The Wine Garden of England Festival is amazing. As I said, this year it's going to be based at Chilham Castle, which means you can get the train, which is going to make it ultra accessible. All of those main Wine Garden members will be there, so you'll go around and do tastings. There's food, there's live music. It's a really kind of amazing event.
8th of June. Chilham Castle is well worth a visit anyway, isn't it? I mean, what a stunning place.
All going to be set out around the lake. They're going to have lovely tents and marquees there. And then for us locally, what people may not know is that we actually, as you mentioned before about publishing, we also do other things when we're not busy writing magazine every month. So we look after the Marcoms for Elwick Place, the wonderful centre of town kind of entertainment district with its cinema and the wonderful matches and virtual recreation if you'd like to escape normal day-to-day reality. And one of the events that we put on there is Ash Food as part of the Ashford Food and Drink Festival. So that is a weekend's worth of live local music, DJs, and a host of producers and food and wine outlets from Ashford and also wider in Kent as well. And that's going to be taking place on June the 29th and 30th this year. Absolutely free to attend, free children's crafts, free face painting. You can drop in and out across Elwick Place at any point
we've
in
got
that weekend.
Yeah, amazing producers. So from Ashford, we've got Simply Ice Cream, which is obviously just made just down the road. We've got everything from local beer, wine producers, and obviously we've got some really good local food vendors. So we've got Elpac and Wild Toes, who are based at the Coachworks, but it'll be at Elwick. We've got Jay's Soul Food, which will have a present, which last year the queues for the food there was absolutely amazing.
I love all of that, tapping into kind of local artisan producers. They do it so well on the continent. I mean, I've just come back from France, and you know, when you're local in a local village in Provence or wherever it is you happen to be, it's all local produce. It's local olive oil, it's local cheese, it's local everything.
It is the best way. I mean, not only is it great for your food miles and what you're offering back, but also you're giving back to your local community. And we are so lucky here in Kent. You know, we've got some of the best produce in the entire country. And then when you strip that back down to Ashford and you look at the vineyards that are in Ashford, you know, Sally and her team at Simply that are producing amazing coffee roasters. You've got Curious Brewing, you know, just around the corner. We've got some incredible producers right here on our doorstep. Yeah. So we're really excited to bring as many different people as we can to that event. Of course, if there are any local businesses out there that are looking to take part, we've got a couple of pitches left to go. Okay. We're nearly full. But if you're interested, then please do get in touch with us. We'd be happy to have a look for you.
Well, we haven't mentioned that. How do we get in touch with you guys to find out about the magazine?
We don't have a jingle, Martin. Is that okay?
maybe we should make one. Although my singing is terrible. So we have social channels across everything. So at Inside Kent is your easiest way to find us. You can also drop us an email, insidekent@sidewaysmedia.co.uk. And you can contact us at Elwick Place if you're interested in Ash food.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, look, I think what we're going to do is play a little bit more music. When we come back, what I'd like to do is talk about the final piece of the jigsaw with you guys, which is your kind of creative services. You know, it's branding. It's how do you bring all of this to life visually and make it look fantastic and appealing and aspirational? Because that's ultimately what it's all about, isn't it? So do stay with us for the final part of the show. We'll be right back after a bit of Bob Marley.
Kent Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect radio show today. We've had two super guests in the studio with us, as always. We've had Adam and Sam Reddy from Sideways Media. We've been talking about publishing. We've been talking about events to put in your calendar this summer. But guys, what I'd like to do now is talk about all of your creative services as well, because it's all very well being the publisher of a fabulous magazine, but it's got to look right, hasn't it, and feel right. And that's all about branding and creative execution, as well as obviously, crucially, you know, the words and the editorial content and features and everything else. So tell us about that side of your business if you can.
Absolutely. So of course we do that for our own brands, you know, as you say rightly, we're really proud of the amount of effort and the quality that we're able to put into a regional publication, and that's down to the strength of our team. We've got an amazing design director with Lorna and creative director with Karina and the others that work with them. And so it sort of stands to reason that we've naturally evolved into what being able to offer design, branding and print services alongside our publishing services. We've got a whole team in the background. We can offer everything from branding redesigns, websites. You need a new business card printed, you need someone to write some copy for your website, you need some social media management, perhaps you need a launch event, you need some partners to do that. We're able to offer a full range of creative and communication services from our same Kent-based team that, you know, you can know and love from those publications that
and
we put out.
That all makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Adam? Because it's all very complimentary. You know, if you're if an advertiser comes to you, a fantastic venue like, you know, Boys Hall or someone like that, and says, oh, actually, but I haven't got this.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. Yeah. So, the sales team, you know, we have been working with some of our clients for a long time. We get to know, we've got great relationships on a personal level. And sometimes they look to us and, you know, they ask us, you know, how to keep up to date with their marketing and what, you know, what we would recommend. So, and we've got the opportunity to sort of pitch our services or work with them in a wider range rather than just advertising in our monthly publications. But we can work with them, look after their social media, photography, you know, if there's an event, we can be there and just do all of their, you know, pre-event marketing, whether it's printing invitations or.
I bet you guys become the creative lead actually in a lot of instances. You know, if somebody like that comes to you and says, you know, we want to advertise in the magazine, we were just going to have a nice picture of the outside of the venue, you know, Boys Hall, whatever it might be, and some words, you know, you can obviously think, well, actually what our readers would really like is some insight into, you know, Boys Hall, you know, maybe some history about the building, maybe, you know, the chef that you've currently got in there, and you can tell much more of a story, can't you, on that level. And then I could imagine that then becomes a kind of a creative execution lead as well in terms of design and look and feel and everything else.
Absolutely. So I mean, obviously Brad and Christy down at Boys Hall know exactly what they're doing with their storytelling, and we've been privileged to be part of that journey with them from the beginning, sharing some of those stories for them. But there's a lot of people that don't know how to approach that, or they think they know what they need to say, but they're missing how to actually connect with their audience in a really kind of exciting yet effective way. So whether that is through words, whether that is through creative visual content, whether their photography needs a refresh, all of those things were available to, you know, we can do that on a consultancy basis. We can offer insight. And we have some clients, particularly new and small clients, which, you know, Kent is full of new and small and independent businesses. We're able to offer everything from kind of designing an advert service, but we'll always feedback, you know, we find spelling errors or if we find a grammar error, we're there to kind of add that extra layer of value for them and help, happy to do that, right through to big creative ideas like creating 7-foot crisp packets and football teams made out of crisp packets and events.
One of our, if you are in Ashford Town Centre this week, one of our most hot off the print is some vinyl wraps around some of the empty units that are at Elwick Place at the moment. So you can see we've got a great creative team that designed some amazing artwork within the Elwick Place brand, and they went up last week with our friends at Signworks just around the corner from here that obviously produced the vinyls to put up, but our design team worked on them and it looks great. So if you are in the town centre, just, you know, pop down to Elwick Place and you can see some really great creatives that our team have put out.
And good creative work always kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it? People just kind of get it immediately, and yeah, that's what you want, really, isn't it?
That's it. When they say like a picture speaks a thousand words, it's the same for your brand. Yeah. It's the same for anything that's written about your brand. And I guess that's kind of where our background comes from. You know, ads is a massive kind of photography and videography and media lead. I come from marketing and copywriting, creative copywriting background. We've both kind of worked on in really creative environments across, you know, television stations and creative education institutions. So we come with maybe a different way of thinking to be able to bring that to the table, backed up with then the quality and the dedication of our team.
You talk about the we a lot. So what my final question is, how does the we work professionally and then when you go home in the evening? I mean, are you able to just, do you switch off? Do you say, right, as soon as we get in the front door, we don't talk shop, we don't look at phones,
I think it's very hard in this day and age to do that. As much as we'd love to and spend as much time with our kids and sort of leave at the front door. I think in this day and age, a lot of clients, their demands are there. So 24/7 is pretty much the norm at the moment, receiving emails. So there is times where we may be working on different projects and we're out of the office, or we don't see each other for 2 or 3 days in that. So sometimes we have to talk shop over the dinner table.
I think
how old are your kids?
So in and amongst the chaos of running our multi-division company, we have 3 children.
Oh gosh.
6, 9 and nearly 18. Oh, so we've got a full range of, we're doing everything from university applications through to phonics,
football training, swimming.
I mean, they have a more active life than we do, but actually, so there's 2 things to that. I mean, we're proudly a family owned and operated company. And if you ask any of our children, they will tell you they work for the same company too, often unpaid. But we won't go there. But no, they're really proud of what we do. We try and strike a good balance between inspiring them to understand the world of work, understand how you can work for yourselves, how you can work within your local communities. They give back. They do charity events with us at Christmas, donating toys. So they understand behind the scenes of our company, but also they know that, you know, mummy and daddy have got work to do and we've got things to do. On a personal note, between us as professionals, I think one of our best things is that we're like the yin and the yang. So if we were both massively creatively entrepreneurial risk takers, we would probably never get anywhere. So, you know, it's great that we've got somebody that's out there that, you know, knows everybody, can talk to everybody, and that's not me, despite how much I talk. But also there's someone there in the background trying to organise that together with a nice Excel spreadsheet and get us back in track. That's definitely not you.
Brilliant.
So, but no, it's all about balance and also protecting some of that, and we do. But as you say, there can be days we don't actually see each other, ironically enough. But it's all about balance.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. Just give us one final shout out for how we can get in touch with Sideways Media, please.
So you can get in touch with us, DM us at Instagram, so via Hello Sideways or Inside Kent, and that'll get come direct to us, or through our other channels if you are interested in doing or being involved in the Ashford Food and Drink Festival as a food and drink vendor, or just want to come down and find out more via the at Elwick Place hashtag.
And you're getting involved with Ashford Pride as well,
we are really hoping to get involved.
Sam, who was on before me today.
So we know that obviously it's going to be the first year of having Ashford Pride, which is exceptionally exciting. And we're hoping to be able to support that, obviously, from an Elwick Place perspective, being right down in the town centre. And also we know that the closing end of that route should be at Coachworks, which is where we're based. And we're looking forward to being able to amplify the message about that through our Inside Kent channels as well.
Well, guys, it's been amazing to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule.
Thank you very much for having us.
Please forgive me for thinking Inside Kent was a quarterly magazine.
Sorry, I'm going straight back for print deadline now.
It could never be published monthly, so I don't know how you do that. That's absolutely incredible. But it really is a great read and full of fantastic events and ideas for things to do. So, I'm certainly an avid reader. We've got to close the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with another couple of fabulous guests. But for now, all that remains to do is to say thank you very much for tuning in, everybody, today. Goodbye to our guests, and
Thank you, Martin.
And we'll be with you again very soon. We're going to play a little bit of music, Bruce Springsteen, to play us out, and then there'll be news on the top of the hour. So it's bye for now.